Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 24th. Waiting on God is no vain thing. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Lamentations 3:25. Jim Elliot was a missionary in Ecuador, South America, over 50 years ago. Even as a young man, Jim had decided in his heart to follow God's leading. He didn't want to make a plan unless he was sure his plan was what God wanted. He was careful not to run ahead of God. Instead, he waited on God to make things plain. In a letter to the girl who would one day become his wife, Jim wrote about how he was waiting on God to lead and protect and provide for them. He signed his letter to her this way: "Waiting on Him for whom it is no vain thing to wait. Jim." What does it mean to say it is no vain thing to wait for God? Well, the word vain means worthless, without purpose, hopeless, or empty. Waiting on Him for whom it is no vain thing to wait. Jim's words were another way of saying what God Himself says in Lamentations 3:25. It's not a worthless or purposeless or empty thing to wait on the Lord. Why not? Well, because the Lord is good to all who wait for Him. You and your family might be waiting on God today for something. Maybe you're waiting for provision, things you need. Maybe you're waiting for protection, safety, or a rescue from something painful. Maybe you're waiting on God for direction, leadership, and wisdom. Whatever it is you think you need or want from God, can you wait for it? Can you wait for Him? Like Jim Elliot was learning when he wrote that letter over 50 years ago, you can never go wrong if you are waiting on God. By waiting on God, you show that you trust His perfect timing and His goodness. You can show you believe the truth of Lamentations 3:25 when you hold out for God's direction and protection and provision. When you wait to know what God wants you to do, when you wait for Him to rescue or protect you, and when you wait for Him to provide what He thinks you need, you will agree God's timing is perfect and His goodness is worth waiting for. God's goodness and God's timing are always worth the wait. Am I tempted to run ahead of God instead of waiting for Him? What are some ways God has protected, directed, or provided for my family and my church? How can I show that I trust that God really is good? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 24th.